This is a Defocus Media production.
This is Lunch Date with Rachel and Kate, a Defocus Media production. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kate. Or should we say Dr. Ham? That's what I go by at work now.
Dr. Ham, how is work?
Oh my gosh. I have worked for an official week.
Ooh.
And I'm alive. And well, my patients are all alive and well, which is scary because I am the sole provider, not sole provider, but like I am the doctor.
So cool. Do you feel like you've seen a lot of things? Like what have you seen?
Yeah. Fuchs.
Whoa.
Saw several cases of Fuchs. Seen severe glaucoma.
Man.
Non-severe glaucoma. I've seen a lot of OCTs lately. We just have... In the place where I work, there's certain days where we have testing and not. And so that's, lately I've had a lot of testing. So, had some testing and I've seen happy eyeballs. I've seen kiddos. School starts this week. So happy eyeballs.
Aww.
Of little kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
Sad eyeballs of little kiddos. Aww. Where they needed glasses. Kind of been everywhere. I've gotten to see everything except a retinal detachment. Yeah, so that's my week. What have you seen?
I feel like I'm seeing a lot of the same things over and over again, and I'm really liking it because I'm starting to get a handle on it. I'm seeing a lot of giant papillary conjunctivitis.
Oh, forever.
I'm seeing a lot of recurrent corneal erosions.
Oh.
So I'm trying to get them to not recur and stick those cells down real good.
Wow.
And then just like, I don't know, a little bit of macular degeneration.
I haven't seen as much as I thought I would living in a more farming community.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I've been at work for a week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my sample size isn't really great right now.
I saw a heterochromia patient, and I was like, oh, you have interesting irises or irides. And he was like, how often do you see this? I was like, you're my first one. But I didn't say that. I was like, you're the first one this month.
And you're like, little did you know I've been working for 2 months.
Yeah.
Also, we need to discuss the big news.
What big news? Oh!
About your life.
Yes.
What we did last weekend.
I had so much fun with you at my wedding in Las Vegas.
Oh my gosh. Can we say Rachel and Bob know how to throw a party?
How many Elvises married me?
Two.
Yeah.
How many Elvises renewed my vows?
Two.
Yeah.
I have a picture of that, too. It's
cute. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Evan and I, like, slung our arms around each other's necks and, like, renewed our vows. It was pretty darn cute.
Lots of bowling. That was really fun, I thought.
Yeah. So much. Between you and I think we outshined everybody. Well, you first outshined everybody because that dress was a sparkle city, and I loved every second of it.
Oh, thank you.
And then Rachel asked us to dress, like, Vegas fabulous.
Yes.
So...
And you knew what to do.
Yeah, we did. We took the Pinterest board to heart, and we dressed Vegas fabulous. So Evan was wearing purple velvet loafers and, like, a rhinestone bow tie and this purple,
amazing,
like, paisley jacket. We're still pretty in awe of all of it. So
that was the best wedding I've ever had.
It was literally so much fun. And
oh,
I've never been to
you.
Vegas before, and that was, like, that was it. It was so perfect.
Well, it means so much to me that you came and that everybody who did come, like, made the effort. That was huge.
Yeah. Because, first of all, we like you guys.
Ah.
Second of all, we it was so much fun. And Evan and I, we were so cool. We went to Caesar's Palace, and I don't think we stayed up past midnight any night.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. We were like, we're cool. We're in Las Vegas, and we can't stay awake.
I felt the same way. I was zonked. And when I got back, it took me like a day and a half to recover.
I slept in for a day and then started work the day after. And I was just
man.
Woof, duh, I'm back. And so this weekend I slept a lot. I just was constantly like, hey, I'm going to take a nap now.
But it was really good to see people from optometry school. I'm ready to have a reunion already.
Yeah,
even
I think
though
it would be
graduated.
Nice if we could do one tomorrow or so.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Okay, so enough about life.
What's on the menu?
Oh, you want to know what we're having today?
What are we having?
Pie.
What kind of pie?
We need to give some people some humble pie.
Oh! That's good. What's the topic?
So this has come up already in my first, like, kind of week of work of just discussing with my fellow employees of patient sexually harassing a doctor or technicians or other optical staff.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah. People are the
worst.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, it's just kind of crazy to, like, we both worked at the VA.
Yeah.
During our externships. And while we were there, we both experienced times when patients might not have given us the respect that we deserved, mm-hmm. and made comments that were inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And in my brain, I know I should not give them a pass, but I gave them a slight pass because I was like, you know what? I have not gone through the experiences they have gone through. They might have had some trauma and they might not be able to emotionally respond in a way that's appropriate.
That's big of you.
And so I was like, you know what? I got to give them some grace, got to give them some room, mm-hmm. but also like stop doing this.
Yeah.
I thought like, okay. And then I really didn't have it in many other places at all. And if so, I was able to, you know, somebody would make a comment and I would just make it clear that that's not appropriate in the situation,
uh-huh.
or in the setting or just in general.
Yeah.
But like definitely in a medical setting where I'm your doctor, mm-hmm. I'm taking care of you. Literally, you put your eyes in my hand, I could poke them. I won't.
Yeah.
I won't, because I took a code of ethics. I stood there and took the oath of optometry and I will make sure that your eyes are protected. But like, uh-huh. again, I could poke you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I just was kind of surprised.
So did something happen or do you want to?
So I can't go too much into it because I just want to make sure that all parties are protected. But, you know, there just was a moment where people were uncomfortable and just, mm-hmm. I didn't feel ever uncomfortable, but just everybody else and almost every other person that interacted with one of our patients did. And, but then, you know, I heard stories from some of the people I work with that just had uncomfortable experiences in the past. Like there was a practice that somebody had worked at before that a person ended up stalking one of the technicians, not her, but somebody else in a separate practice that I'm not a part of and I don't know too much about, but a patient stalked them and then they ended up having to press charges. Jeez. And put in restraining orders. And yeah. And so I just thought like, okay, what can we do as doctors to first of all protect our technicians and our opticians, mm-hmm. and our other like eye care professionals in our office? Like, what can I do to protect them?
Yeah.
And like, even though I'm not like the head boss or anything, mm-hmm. but you know, I want to make sure that everybody in the office feels valued and cared for. Like, this is a safe place to work.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, so when I was at the VA and I was complaining about being sexually harassed, people told me, like, your supervisor should be taking care of this for you. You shouldn't be experiencing that as a student. But honestly, it made me feel like, what, I'm supposed to put the responsibility of this man's actions on some woman who's not even in the room to,
exactly.
like, deal with it? Like, why should uh-huh. it be her fault that I'm being sexually harassed by this random dude? Like, mm-hmm. it's not. And it's not your fault that you're... techs are experiencing this, but mm-hmm. that being said, we can take some precautions, but we just need to think of what they might be.
Yeah. And so, you know, I was trying to think, I was like, what ways can we protect ourselves in the office? And I think the first way is educating ourselves and our staff about the best way to be confident and affirm ourselves. So making sure that our staff feels confident in their ability to take control of situations. You know, I want to make sure that they feel like they have power to say this is not appropriate and not feel like,
yeah, absolutely.
They're like, they need to wait and let me take care of it. Like they are, you know, they have deserve just as much respect. And so mm-hmm. giving them proper tools and language. And I haven't figured out the best tools and language to give them. But what I'm thinking, and help me through this, is I want to help, you know, my technicians and other people that I work with just anywhere in life be able to say, I appreciate that you think highly of me, but in this situation, I'd like to keep it more professional.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Difficult.
Yeah.
It feels difficult because I feel like a lot of times this doesn't happen right out of the gate with a total stranger. Mm-hmm. It's like you'll be joking a little bit. You guys are talking. You're having a nice, not inappropriate interaction. And then all of a sudden we're talking about genitals.
Yeah.
Like it comes out of the blue and you don't want to like – it's shocking and you don't want to say something that's going to take it all the way back to an adversarial thing.
Yeah.
But you kind of almost can't step it back a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take a half step backwards. You have to go all the way out.
Yeah.
Which is hard.
And it's sometimes it's not even, it even if it gets too, you know, just kind of almost flirtatious where somebody's like, oh, am I making you blush? Or,
yeah,
oh, you know, like, oh, don't get too flustered around me or something. And
yeah.
And maybe it's soft, not softer terms, but more fluid terms of, I really, you know, I have gotten a kick out of some of the jokes we're saying, but I want to make sure that we're keeping this, professional, you know, we're keeping this professional and that we get to keep, and we get to focus on your health and your, and making sure you see the best.
That's really good. Okay. So this is such a hard conversation for me because I feel like I'm programmed almost to not hurt this person's feelings.
Yes.
Like, but they don't care if they hurt mine.
Yeah. No.
Like, I had a patient the other day who, like, I said, come on in, meaning the slit lamp. And he says, oh, but I just met you.
No.
What on earth? Like, what on earth?
That's no-no. So, that's a no-no.
Like, what do I even do? Like, he doesn't care that he's going to fully gross me out. Like, he's referencing sex, right? Am I jumping to conclusions?
Like, plausibly kissing? Like, but still some sort of, like, physical intimate act.
Something weird.
Yeah.
But, like, I was almost done with the exam. Like, it's really hard in the moment.
Yeah. Because also at the same time, I want to make sure, because right now as a new doctor, I want my patients to want to come back to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, we'll come back to you next year. Like, that would be fantastic. Yeah.
But I don't want to necessarily see this guy ever.
Exactly.
Not that I even remember what he looks like anymore.
Exactly.
Like, I don't even know who it was.
Exactly. I think that's the hardest thing, too, is now at the end of the day, I just kind of dumped my brain. And I was like, oh, shoot, what patients did I see? I should remember things about them.
Yeah, which patient was rude to me
today? And so.
But, yes, okay. So I like what you said about, like, let's try and keep this professional. I feel like it could even soften it by just being like, okay, now let's focus on your eyes, just changing the subject. But, like, that kind of almost shortchanges the staff member because she or he has a right to feel offended.
Yeah, and just kind of be like, no, that's not okay.
Yeah.
And
like, even like, okay, that was a weird one. I don't know.
And so I wanted to make, so I think a really great thing to do is also to validate experiences.
Yes.
You know, whoever this is. And I feel like I wish I would have had this in my past of somebody saying, I want you to, you know, like your experience, what you felt is completely valid. Like your feelings are real and what happened is not okay. Like somebody looking at me and saying that. And so, I think, and that gives me that power again to say like, okay, I'm not overthinking things. I'm not just like allowing myself to get caught up in a situation. Like that was real.
Yeah.
You know, like I am able to have those feelings and I do know when that's not okay. Cause it also empowers me for the next time to say, no, that's not okay.
Yeah. That's really good. Like being that person, being that champion for your team.
Mm-hmm.
These people are our colleagues, our peers. Like, we want them to know that, like, no, I believe you.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I think, I don't know if in situations that I've had where I haven't experienced that, but other people have, I don't know if I did a great job of validating their experience. And maybe I can do that in a note or a unique way to be able to kind of show them that, like, you handled that with such grace and poise and that was not an okay situation. And, you know, you handled it in a great way And I want to help you continue, you know, help you to be able to squash those situations. And I'm going to keep finding ways to help you in that by, like, you know, growing myself.
Yeah, I have a much easier time stepping in when it's happening to somebody else. Like, I know there's been times when we were students in clinic where I would just, like, see something and I would say to the patient, please stop sexually harassing your doctor.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't mind just saying that in someone else's behalf. But, like, it's kind of hard for me, though I have said it to people, like, okay, stop sexually harassing me. But, like,
It's hard when you're in the moment.
It's hard to, and then too much time passes, and then what do you do?
Yeah.
You're right. These things need to be automatic. And who cares if we hurt their feelings? Because we're not there to, like, to deal with their feelings health. We're there to deal with their eye health. Though we do want them to have a nice experience, but if they don't care that we have a nice experience living our lives,
then what's the point? And I think another way to do it is continually building a culture or stepping into a culture. And so when you're looking for a job, making sure that culture is all about you being able to find a place where you're going to feel supported in those situations. If you don't feel supported in those situations, if you feel like when you step into an office that's you're not going to feel that way, and you feel that way in interviews that like, ooh, am I going to be taken seriously? You know, maybe find a, maybe that's not the place for you. But once you do find that culture, just continue to remind people like, this is a place where we support each other and we believe each other.
Yeah. And if you're like a practice owner, put it in the handbook, like put the policy in there. And if you have a good policy about like dealing with patients who sexually harass the staff, let us know so that we can spread the word. Yes.
Please. Like,
we need some best practices.
Like, literally, I would love, I'm not an expert on, and I would love it if you feel like you have made, you have something that's working well. Or if you have a system, if you have a marking system or a, like, a system for where, you know, of just kind of like, this is patients that might have uncomfortable situations. Like, I remember at the VA, they have some sort of, like, flagging system. When you log in, it pops up. Of like patient past experience, blah, 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 you know? So you're just aware.
Yeah. Can you like schedule them on a day where they're like the other, like the staff person isn't there, or just fire the patient?
Yeah. Yeah. And if the patient shows remorse and you have thing, you feel like this isn't going to turn into something more, you know, that's one thing. But if you if things got worse and escalated, like that's another. Because I believe that people probably have good in them, and they're trying to make they're trying to be socially normal, and this is where we are in the world. And so people are like, "Oh, this is socially normal," when it's not. There's some people that aren't, but I think a majority of people are just like, "Oh shoot, I made an awkward moment. I don't know how to get out of this. This is just how I was raised, and this is how I say things." When we're realizing like that's not the way to do things anymore. So,
I think you're totally right. This is like, a lot of the time it comes from like, oh, this is how I've always joked. Mm-hmm. But like, you really haven't thought that women were people.
Yeah.
That's not what I mean. But it's like, you haven't thought about who you're affecting by your comments.
Exactly. Exactly.
And right now you're affecting someone who could poke you in the eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Try me. So I think that's where, you know, I'm kind of figuring out a system for you in your office, because each office is different of... Because also we have to be aware that in medical records, that is something that they can request. And if you put down patient sexually harassed so-and-so, and sometimes you might have to do a more sensitive system that's just kind of internal, that might help because people can request those records. And if they feel like you were slanderous in their medical records, legally, you do need to look into that and see which ways that you can protect yourself there, but also protect yourself against sexual harassment. You know, it's like a fine, weird line to walk down.
I don't even know how you would do it.
Yeah. And maybe it's, I was just trying to think of ways today that could help of, you know, just notifying that things are different is maybe you have employees keep a journal of the patient experiences they had, of good patient experiences and bad patient experiences, and just kind of, and I don't know how to do that without breaking HIPAA at all. And so, but figuring out something with that, or maybe color coding patients where like green is everybody that's fine on like a schedule. And then yellow is when, you know, you just need to be careful and kind of watch out, and the staff needs to be more hyper aware.
Yeah. Or even in the schedule, like, I know you can request like a doctor and it'll say in the schedule for like at my office, mm-hmm. like request Dr. Ham, but like they could, it could say like anyone but Dr. Ham, you know what I mean?
Not request and non-Dr. Ham. Yeah. And so that's like something I think that's important too. And figuring out a way to communicate in your office, because each one's different,
yeah.
you know, whether that's paper charts, EHRs, you know, if you have a tablet, like notes system, mm-hmm. however that works for you. And there's a lot of like office management system, like office systems now too, where like there's Slack and there's something else. There's another one, like Google Hangouts and Google Chats and stuff. And mm-hmm. Maybe there's something where you can kind of identify where of being like, okay, let's not put this person with this person.
Yeah.
So when they schedule, you can kind of know or something.
You know what else? Like at the airport, there's signage now when you're going mm-hmm. through security that's like sexual harassment on an airplane is a something something offense. Because, you know, like yeah. people get groped on airplanes. So like yeah. there's a sign that lets you know like this stuff doesn't fly anymore. Oh, that was a pun.
That is kind of funny.
So maybe we could do some like discreet signage.
Yeah.
That's non-threatening but is present.
Yeah, that's like, your doctors and technicians appreciate your respect and non-sexual comments.
yeah.
Like, let's just hang that plaque on the wall. Like,
yeah, how would you even say it?
If you can think of something really good and helpful, like, please send it our way. We'd love
we'll
to make
send you an Audible promo code.
Yeah, really? Though.
Yeah,
and,
really?
And we could make a cute, like, I could go into graphic design and make a cute little sign with it and kind of be able to, you know, create something there. And I think the first step is being able to support those and giving tools to all of us, whether it's ourselves, our technicians, our opticians, our front desk staff, our billing staff, you know, whoever that is in your office, because everybody has a little difference. You know, making sure that they have the tools to be able to talk to patients about these things and feel confident and supported that if they do something and a patient has a bad reaction, that they are supported in that situation. So,
That's good.
Yeah.
I think this is a good mission, a good goal.
Yeah. So let's do some takeaways and some action items. So what are your takeaways?
Well, I'm taking away that I love how our, like yours and my, like mission, I know I just said mission, but mission has changed a little bit from like getting everybody paid right. Now we're like trying to get everybody in their jobs treated right.
Yeah.
I just like how this is evolving. So I'm taking away that like there's more opportunities for work.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things we can be working on and we're just going to keep on discovering more and more as we travel this journey of optometry.
Yeah. Like, cause when I was like applying for jobs, I wanted to know like, okay, am I going to be like, it was almost like a way to see, do you see me as your equal, like with pay? Mm-hmm. And like, are you gonna, do you believe in equality? And then now it's like, okay, they believe in equality. Let's like make sure it happens in the office. So
yes.
Okay, cool. I agree.
What are you taking away?
I am going to just see ways I can support staff this week, you know, make them feel valued and make sure their experiences are, you know, I'm validating those experiences for positive or negative. If they had a great patient experience, you know, validating that in them. So, I think that's going to be good. Action items. I think that's my takeaway and my action item. My takeaway is like, I'm seeing my takeaway is there needs to be opportunities to validate others. My action item is doing it.
Yeah. Okay. So my goal is that if somebody says something that is decidedly not cool during an exam, I'm just going to say like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to say.
Hey, I like it.
Or maybe I'll just say, be cool. So that I'm kind of like,
you're like, come on, be cool. Yeah.
Scolding. Because, you know, I'm not particularly formal. Like,
yeah.
I just, like, we have a good exam. I'm professional. But like, I think I could get by with just being like, hey, be cool.
Yeah.
Like, I think
and
that
people
would
be like, oh, dude, I was
I not. Did say a weird thing about sex to her, didn't I? I hope she doesn't get mad. But then what if they apologize and then I'll just like, ugh, anyway, I don't want to deal with that.
And I think you could say like, thanks. You can be like, thanks. Let's check out those eyeballs.
Okay, that's
you
good.
You know, like, thanks. You appreciate them apologizing. Just, you know, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. You know, good.
Be cool. And if they're like, ugh.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't talk about your body.
I didn't.
Don't talk about mine. But no, I'm just going to be like, I'm going to say something just like to cut it off. We'll see what happens if that doesn't work at all. And there's a chance this might not work at all.
Well, let's report back.
I will let you know.
Watch out for at some point, Rachel's going to post on Twitter or Instagram about if Be Cool worked.
Yeah, I will let you know. That's my action item. I'm going to tell a patient to be cool.
If you tell a six-year-old that, they will do like a dab or something.
Oh, I tell patients to dab their eyes, and very rarely do they dab in real life. But when they do, it is my greatest joy.
It is pretty funny. But now dabbing is not as cool as it once was.
So I need to tell them to floss. What are the kids into these days?
I don't know. There's a thingy where like you toss something in the air and then you like do a dance move and catch it kind of thing. Or you like catch the dance move.
These kids are so talented. Back in my day, we did the running man.
Yeah. Which does take talent. Do not discredit your talent. But my sister was like catching these dance move things. If there's a name, but again, I'm too old and too uncool, according to her, to know. So yeah, that's kind of where we are with the cool dancers. So she's like, so she just looked like she was like twitching silently to herself, and we were like, what are you doing?
I'm doing an elaborate dance.
Yeah, she's like, I'm doing the thingy thing. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, the stanky leg. I'm doing the Dougie.
Yes, I never learned how to Dougie.
Oh, you know what we did? I could teach you how to Dougie. Teach you how to Dougie. The Cabbage Patch was big when I was little.
Oh.
Yeah.
We had, Macarena was coming out. I was really bad at it because I thought there was like 17 steps to the Macarena, and there's not that many. You know? I thought you went like head, hips, knees, stomach, shoulders. Like, I thought you just, like, had to go on, like, I thought it was everything. Hey. Like, you just did all this stuff. And you did not. And so, I did not succeed in that for many years.
Do you have it now? Have you got it now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. I can line dance with the best of them.
Oh, good.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Your Heart.
Yes.
If you have a good sexual harassment policy, like for doctor, technician, optician, doctor, staff, and patient, like let us know. Shoot us a DM on Insta, and on Twitter. You can always, email us at rklunchdate@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We check it infrequently, so if you don't hear back for a couple weeks, it is not you, it is us.
Yeah, I'll probably get a message on my phone and be like, huh.
I need to check that.
Cool. Yeah.
What is that password?
Yeah. What could it be? Gotta call Kate.
So, yeah, I think that might be it.
Okay. Good podcast.
But guys, you guys are fantastic. Always. I'm so excited that we're officially doctors and just doing this, killing the game.
All right. Until next time.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.